Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose by talented local writers read in their own voices. Today, we welcome a new Sundial contributor into the fold. Here is elementary school bus driver Brenda Wilkerson with a story from her travels with kids. It's called Captain's Log, Home.
Hey, ma'am. Hearing a soft voice behind me, I responded to the handsome new rider while keeping my eyes on the rainy street ahead of me. Yes, sir? Do you have a nice house? My heart skipped a beat, knowing I had to walk very softly around this particular subject. You see, he and his little sister had just moved into what was known as a very disheveled, low-income set of small condominiums. My mind raced as I realized that his careful question was pleading for some sort of validation. I glanced into the large rearview mirror to meet the eyes who pulled that question out of his little raw soul. Those brown eyes were soft but intense, looking for answers from questions presented to him by his peers. I opened my mouth to speak, and it was like the Heavenly Father reached through my words to embrace this young man's heart. Do you have a warm bed? Yes, ma'am. Do you have food on the table each day? Yes, ma'am. Do you have people there who love you? Yes, ma'am. I paused. Then you have a lovely home. It was like his heart finally drew in a deep breath. I could feel his temporary relief. Seemingly satisfied, he sat back in his seat and stared out of the window as raindrops slid down like tears falling from a shattered heart. The rest of the ride was uneventful until we stopped in front of his house. As I flipped the switch that opens the big double doors, he and several others filed down the steps at the stop. Before I could close the doors and release the brake, he turned, looked at me dead in the eyes, and without hesitation said, "I love you." My heart ached and burst all at the same time. "I love you too, buddy." I hit the button to close the doors and push the big yellow knob to release the brakes. He continued to stand in that very spot for what seemed like minutes as we pulled away. My foot pressed down on the accelerator, and we pushed on towards the next stop of the afternoon journey. Slowly, he turned and headed for his door, his house, his home. May God comfort and bless your heart today like no one else can, little sir. Until the morning.
Brenda Wilkerson has a master's degree in elementary education and spent some time teaching, but has found her purpose in driving a school bus in Madison County. She says she loves going to work every Monday morning, and she's writing a book of her stories called Once Upon a School Bus. You can hear Brenda's story again or any of the past stories and poems of the Sundial Writers by visiting our website, WLRH.org. Then just click on Sundial under the shows and podcast tabs. It's also really easy to find on our free mobile app. And you know you can count on another new episode of the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.